All right, today I want to talk about music and especially this Taylor Hawkins tribute concert and the image we see right there of the hawk, which is the winged entity, and I'll connect that to the Egyptian scarab and some other things. So we're going to look at some of these performers at this second Taylor Hawkins tribute concert held in Los Angeles about a week ago. I was sick the last week. I totally lost my voice, so I'll make it now. But this image of the hawk is the winged entity. It's basically the image of a divine being, a god, a small g god, right? And we're going to look at a couple other bands as well, not connected to this concert, such as, for example, Journey and Smashing Pumpkins. So I kind of got this idea, first of all, when Journey uploaded this video here. I don't think it's a coincidence that the star of this video is actually the scarab. It's basically a sun god symbol from ancient Egypt. And even before that, the winged entity goes back to Babylon and even the pre-flood world. It's one of the oldest pagan religious icons in existence when the Watchers came to Earth and led mankind astray with false teaching. And people, being the gullible creatures they are, they embraced the deception. And basically what we have here is the musician is getting people's attention with his guitar playing, but really he's getting their attention and pointing their attention at the sun god imagery, at the religious icon, at the scarab. So that's their job. The entertainer's job is to get everyone's attention, but then to direct that attention to the idol. See, this is idolatry. It's like, hey, look at me, I'm playing guitar. Let's all worship this Egyptian god while we're at it. You know, and nobody went to that concert thinking, hey, I want to go to a Egyptian religious service. But that's basically what they got. And most of Journey's album covers have that scarab on it. But if you look at this image of the scarab here, when the wings are out, it's basically the winged entity. And we see the same imagery at the Taylor Hawkins tribute concert. Of course, the hawk related to his name, Hawkins, hawk in the hawk. He's in the hawk. He's in the scarab. It's basically a scarab, right? It's the same as the American eagle. Any winged entity, it's not a bird. It's not a hawk. It's a divine being. It's a small g god. It represents a sun god, possibly even Satan. These gods go by so many different names, but the imagery is always the same. It's always like a bird-type imagery because of the wings, but it's not a bird. These are divine beings. These are the watchers, right? So you can see that hawk right there, right on the circle, right? The circle's part of the imagery, and there's a crown on top as well, right on that drum, the bass drum, where everyone can see it. And then you have the androgyne come out. See that? Miley Cyrus. Look at that thing. That's a rock star androgyne. And look at the clothing, but this one breast imagery with one shoulder exposed, one covered up. That's the dualism. That's the androgyny symbol. All right, it symbolizes the one breast imagery, which symbolizes the androgyne. Half and half, half male, half female. The one breast is not exposed, but they do expose it sometimes, but that's what it symbolizes. And that symbol is all over the ancient world and in the modern world as well. Nothing's really changed. I'm sure nobody in that audience realizes Miley Cyrus is a man who's been transformed into the cosmic androgyne. And a lot of people ask me about Joe Elliott as well, the singer for Def Leppard. I get a lot of people asking me if he's a FTM. So basically you have the cultic functionary of the goddess cult, Inanna, Ishtar, Isis, the androgynous cult functionary, the male cult prostitute, the transvestite, serving in the priesthood or the service of the gods and the goddesses, right? And Foo Fighters themselves are no strangers to androgyny. In a lot of their music videos, they are serving the pagan gods by doing a little cross-dressing. So whether you think they're FTM or not, either way, they are portraying the androgynous image in their music videos every chance they get. Let's look at some of the other performers in this concert.
Like Dave said, he's such a music fan. And loved all kinds of stuff, I mean.
All kinds of stuff, man. He was such a music fan. Well, that would make a lot of sense, because he was a drummer and he played in a band. That was his job. Yeah, man. Yo, dude. I got a really low voice, because I'm Joan Jett.
And let's look at, they got some new ones I've never heard of. Taylor Momsen. Check this one out when it walks on stage. Look at to the left there. There it is. It's kind of got that Miley Cyrus vibe going on, without the fake breasts, apparently. I can't see the breasts there at all, but... Now, maybe I was wrong. I thought women used to have breasts, but I guess they don't have breasts. You don't need to have breasts anymore if you're a woman, I guess. They don't even bother with that. I guess they're on a budget, you know, save a little money, don't bother with the fake breasts. Inflation, you know what I mean? A little cost cutting. Now, here's one called Kesha. I don't know who these people are. What's the deal with your face? What happened to your face? See, why would like a young girl in her, you know, maybe 20s or whatever that's supposed to be? And what's with the Egyptian eyes, by the way? But why would a young lady have that much plastic surgery? It forgot to cross the legs, so you can see the male bone structure. But it did remember to place the hand on the hips. So it's still learning, I guess. This one's still up and coming. Has a lot to learn. There's some fake breasts there on this one. But you see that male skull. A lot of fashion going on with the colored hair and the sparkly dress and the fingernails, nail polish and the makeup, but that's a dude, all right? Standing in front of the sun god imagery once again, giving us the Baphomet sign, the androgyny sign, hand on the hips, in that Masonic hand sign they always seem to do. I don't think that's accidental, you know what I mean? You always see him with that same exact hand sign. There it's got the hexagrams covering the fake breasts and the male torso, male abdomen, male hips, male pelvis. And Kesha sang a David Bowie song of all things, right? Mr. Androgyny himself. Heroes. You can be a hero. You can be a hero of renown. You can serve in the goddess cult. Now, Kesha had a wardrobe malfunction and bared one breast. All right, so I'll give a shout out to a YouTube channel called Ryan who pointed this out just a couple of weeks ago.
During the initiation, the candidate must bare one of his breasts. This is to show that he is not a woman.
Bearing one breast is part of Freemasonry to prove that they're a man. So Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl proved that he was a man doing a Masonic initiation ritual. So they do a lot of this one breast imagery, and there's Dave Grohl doing it to Taylor right there, right? Grabbing one breast, and then he's grabbing the dude's crotch, right? So there's a lot of Masonic symbolism going on that represents androgyny and initiation into the mystery religions and all that stuff. Sometimes they literally bear the one breast. Sometimes they just kind of hint at it, but it's the same meaning. And there's a bit of sacred geometry right here on this album cover. This is called The Color and the Shape. So the sacred geometry, it looks like a Saturn symbol almost, right? And then you got the Kabbalah, Sephiroth, and all that stuff. F is number 6, so there's a 6-6 inside the circle. But then it also looks like a 7, right? So you got 7-7, and the letter is the 6th letter. I don't know if they're doing some kind of number symbols, or there must be some kind of symbology going on with this corporate logo of the band name. And then, of course, they had the movie called Studio 666, a horror movie where Taylor Hawkins was killed by a demonically possessed Dave Grohl, 666 being the number of the beast. Now, ironically enough, this was probably the first Bible verse I ever heard in my life. Now, the Foo Fighters put out this EP called the DGs, the Dave Grohl's DG, Hail Satan, the Bee Gees cover album, and there's the serpent on some other merchandise, I guess. And now let's veer off into the Smashing Pumpkins once again. We see the cult functionary, the eunuch priest. Many people think he's an FTM. It's, you know, I'm not going to waste hours of my life trying to figure out if someone's an FTM or a eunuch. You know what I mean? Like, it's basically a very similar thing anyway. We see him wearing a dress, but it may also be a priest outfit. And, of course, he's got the Masonic logo. So he basically wore the same outfit recently on The Tonight Show, smashing testicles, right? Maybe that's what that means. And with the Masonic logo on his shirt, the emblem. And he's got some thing on his head. I don't know if that's a lightning bolt or whatever that is, the third eye kind of thing. This is them on tour now. So in a live show, he basically wears the dress or the priest outfit with the Masonic logo. You know, it's basically a eunuch priest outfit. That's what it is. It's the Addis, right? The Gala priests, which then got kind of incorporated into the Catholic priesthood, who are technically eunuchs because they don't get married and they don't have sex, you know, only with little boys now and then in caves. And look at this. Here's that cup. Remember this this pot, the reed and the pot is associated with the eunuch priest, right? Catholic priest or eunuch priest with chalice cup during consecration ceremony. Okay, it's a chalice cup in a consecration ceremony. It's the same thing that's used at the Hasty Pudding Club, the reed and the bowl or the pot. The pudding pot is the same chalice that the Catholics use. Stars align for the pudding pot, right? Man and woman of the year, although it's probably reversed as to what you think it is, right? The Hasty Pudding Transvestite Drag Theater Group, where all the celebrities go to perform some kind of ritual, a consecration ritual, kissing the pudding pot. That's a ritual. This is a Masonic ritual, right? And we don't always understand their rituals. Like, these are things we wouldn't do, these things, right? It's like, how can these people do this stuff? But they're doing it, and they believe in it. And there's always more than meets the eye. Catholic Church is a direct descendant of the ancient Babylonian mystery religions. Now, all the Catholics out there don't necessarily know what's really going on behind the scenes, but it's very similar. These guys are basically eunuch priests as well. It's a very similar thing, at least. Now, the Smashing Pumpkins' new album called Autumn, which is an Egyptian god, an androgynous Egyptian god. And what's that symbol there? That's the scarab. That is the scarab on the cover of that album, the new album, with 33 songs, no less. It's the scarab. So we're back to the scarab, the winged entity. It's kind of a slightly modified form of the same symbol. Autumn, right? The Egyptian god. Now let's take a look at the Egyptian god here. As Autumn came into being on his own, he has no gender or sexuality. This is particularly interesting as no other Egyptian deity has such characteristics, apparently, according to this. I don't know if that's true or not. As he is genderless, any pronouns can be used for Autumn. Any pronouns, right? It's a they-them kind of god. So, you can see why Smashing Pumpkins named their new album after this god. And on a side note, you could even make a connection to Black Adam as Black Autumn, who is depicted as both a creator and a destroyer. It says right there, this means that while everything started from him, he will also be the one to end everything. So Black Adam in the movie coming out soon with The Rock might be talking about Autumn as well. Autumn could be represented or symbolized as a serpent. Let's go down further. It says, in terms of his solar connections, he may be depicted as a scarab. And the famous giant scarab statue, which now stands by the sacred lake at Karnak, was dedicated to Autumn. The scarab represents Autumn, the androgynous, the genderless Egyptian god. The sacred scarab, the rising sun, the symbol of resurrection. You got the body of the beetle with the wings. It's the dung beetle. They like do something with their dung, but it actually represents the sun. They likened the scarab rolling the dung to the sun god, rolling the sun to make it shine on the world. The creative aspect of the scarab was associated with the creator god, Autumn. This beetle was famous for his habit of rolling balls of dung along the ground and depositing them in its burrows. Female would lay her eggs in the ball of dung. When they hatched, the larva would use the ball for food. When the dung was consumed, the young beetles would emerge from the hole. Following his self-creation from Nun, Autumn created his children Shu and Tefnut by masturbating This may seem impossible, but Atum was a bisexual god. He embodied both the male and female aspects of life. Therefore, his semen contained all that was necessary to create new life and deities. The Egyptians called Atum Great He-She, and his name meant the complete one. See, they believe they're complete. A man is incomplete because they're just a man. A woman is incomplete because she's just a woman. These people are both. They're complete. They're the yin and the yang. Now, let's move on to the American Eagle. You can see it's basically the scarab, right? You got the main body there. The American flag shield is the body of the beetle. The wings are the wings. And then the sun on top, the ball of dung, the sun on top there above the eagle's head. E pluribus unum, from the many, one, right? It's going back to the original Androgyne. So you got that sun god thing on top above the eagle's head, and that's not an eagle, it's a scarab, and it's not even really a scarab, it's not an insect, it represents some kind of divine entity, a god. It's basically an Egyptian god. And you got the fertility on the left and the arrows of war on the right, which is feminine and masculine combined. This is the sun god. American Eagle is the sun god. This is Atum, and this winged entity we find on Journey albums and Journey concerts and Taylor Hawkins tribute shows. So the entertainers are there to get our attention, but really they're kind of pointing us towards these entities here. And, you know, I had to stop going to concerts finally. The last concert I went to was probably like 6 years ago or so. And, you know, it wasn't because of anything the band did. The band was fine. They were good. They were professional. They played the music. No problem with the band. Although the bass player's transvestite wife was on the side of the stage, kind of like presiding over the ceremony as a cult functionary, it seemed like to me. That was a bit distracting. But then the main problem I had with the concert was the idolatry. The concert goers were basically worshiping the band. You know what I mean? It's not a good place for me to be. It's not really a hawk. They don't need to do that hawk symbol, right? That hawk symbol means something else.